What? Praise the Lord. Woo, this is pretty. This is our new mic. Well, I stand here today like our dad did last week, and I say, I ain't got a thing. That's what I thought. So we went, me and sister was at the hospital Tuesday, and we prayed for Cynthia and sang. And when we started singing, her whole face changed. So we sang this, read some scriptures. You know, we sang, and the Lord said, this is the key. Okay, that was good enough. Then sister came Friday night and tore it down. Tell them about the praise and the worship. That's the key. And I was talking to Bridget. Said, Mama, she said, I said, Bridget, you are a what? Come on. Oh, I thought you knew what you are. A prayer warrior. You know, an intercessor. When we started the ministry, we had a little house up here, up on Koenig. And we had about two or three people that were very faithful. And I've always believed in prayer. So we prayed all night. So we went up to pray, and the Lord took her off. I mean, she just went off. And she couldn't come down. So we just had to get around. She was hurting almost. She went in such intercessory prayer until, wow. She said, Mama, she said, but I was right at the throne of God. She said, I was right in his face, and I could ask anything I wanted at that time, and I'd have had it. You know, so we learned, I mean, we was learning then, you know what I'm saying? We was learning. Amen. And so I'm going to tell you this. I hope I can preach today. I ain't, God gave me something. Don't think, no. God gave me something. But anyway, I wanted to preach on the ark. I studied it so hard for 2 weeks because when you preach, they give me a chance, you know, to study that week. And when brother preaches, I just study, boy. So I'm looking up every word and everything, and God is speaking to me, talking to me. And so then they said, well, I ain't going to be here, and I want to hear it. So I said, Lord, I want the church to hear this because you gave this to me for the church, not for the people, but for the church. Well, then Dan goes, I said, okay, we'll go somewhere else then. He said, remember? I said, yes, I do. So when she preached, I said, and then went there, I said, oh, this is what I'm going to minister. He got up and said, I said, oh, Lord, don't let me go to my scripture. You know, I ain't studying nothing else right now. I remember the sister that came here and preached. She's preaching. She's a great preacher. So I went out to brothers and preached. And she said, I've been doggone, Sister Davis preached my message. And I thought, who am I to preach somebody's message? I ain't no God, you know. I'm going to tell you something. You got more in you than you think you got. When you a child of God, you got everything. Thank you, Jesus. You got something in you. Praise the Lord. I want to go to Second Chronicles. And while you're going to Second Chronicles 20, I want to pray. First, I want to thank God for being so good to me. Sister, I know what you're talking about. Sometimes be so good, you know how to tell folks. I'm telling you. But I just want to thank him for being so wonderful, so good. Sometimes I don't always voice it. But I just want to thank God. But since Sister Linda lit, because I told her. But you know, God is good. And I want to thank you for being so good. I want to thank you, Father, for teaching us no matter how old we are, we can learn. We got to learn how to wait upon God. We got to learn how to believe and praise him. Hallelujah. And sing to him. And he sings to you. So you got to learn how to do that. Praise the Lord. And I learned over there. I learned how to sing to God. I learned how to praise him. See, I learned how to praise him, honey. I'm telling you. And I thank God for Jesus. I do. And I made in Sunday school class, I let y'all have because, you know, I mean, I don't want to be, you know, I'm just me. And you be you. Don't try to be nobody else but you. Praise the Lord. And I just want to thank God for me that he made me. And Lord, I'm asking you to anoint this word and just help us in the word. This is a new time and something is going on in this church that I sense. I've been sensing it for about a year or more. And God is moving and I want to move with him. I said, Lord, don't let me get too old. Please let me see this. Let me see it. I got to see what you promised. I got to see it. Praise the Lord. And I believe he's going to let me see it and going to let you see it. So today we're going to go into the word, and I ask the Lord to just bless it and bless you in the name of Jesus. And I'm sitting here, I said, God, you know, I want to say so much, but help me to keep my mouth shut on the things that I can, you don't want to put my, praise the Lord, I say, because I don't want to tell and say nothing that I regret. I learned that too. I used to teach that. Keep your mouth shut. You don't know what to say. Keep your mouth shut. Because sometimes you'll say things you think you're right, and you just be messing up stuff. I want to go to the 20th chapter of Second Chronicles, and I want the Lord to bless us in this chapter, because this is going to teach us something if we listen. It came to pass after this also that the children of Ammon and the children of Ammon, and with them, other beside the Ammonites, came against Jehoshaphat. You know who Jehoshaphat was, a king. And there came some that told Jehoshaphat, saying, "There cometh a great multitude against you from beyond the sea, on this side of Syria. And behold, they be in Hazon Tamar, which is in Gigi, which is the desert." And Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaim a fast throughout all Judah. And I thought, as I read this, and I preached this once before, I think, you know, I don't care how big the problem is. And then somebody going to come and take some. The devil came and say, "This a great," but you know, put the "great" in it. He didn't say a multitude, a great multitude. And it was, you know, he didn't say there come a multitude after you. So, me, ooh, there come a great multitude. So when you have people coming to you, they scared. So they going to make it bigger than what the problem is. Praise the Lord. That's right. He said, and Joshua, so Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaim the fast, like she said, throughout all of where? Judah. And Jehoshaphat stood in the congregation of Judah and Jerusalem in the house of the Lord before the new court. Help me, Jesus. And said, "Oh, Lord God, our fathers, oh God of our fathers, art not thou God in heaven, and rulest not over all the kingdoms of the heathen? And in thy hand is there not power and might, so that none is able to withstand thee?" Sometimes you have to build yourself up in the Lord. You got to pray and ask him, praise the Lord, and remember what he's done. I don't care who you say you are, you get in a place where you don't know where you be. Hallelujah. Maybe you done got bigger than me. Praise the Lord. But there are times I had to build myself up on my most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, because sometimes the problems do seem a little daunting. Praise the Lord. He said, "You God," he said, "art thou not God who did drive out the hell?" But this is, he remembered of the land before thy people Israel, and gave it to the seed of Abraham, thy friend, forever. Forever. I believe God means forever, forever. "And they dwelt therein and have built thee a sanctuary therein for thy name, saying, if when evil come upon us as the sword, judgment, or pestilence, or famine, we stand before this house and in thy presence, for thy name is in this house, and cry unto thee in our affliction, then wilt thou hear and help us. And now behold, the children of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, whom thou would not let Israel invade when they came out of the land of Egypt," because there was a, you remember when they didn't fight this particular one, they just skipped over them. They fought most of them, but they didn't fight this particular. Now the people they didn't fight is coming against them. And they turned from the story. "Behold, I say, how they kind of reward us. They come to cast us out of our possession, which thou hast given to us to inherit. Oh God, will thou not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that cometh against us. Neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon you." And that's where we got to put our eyes, no matter how big the situation is and how big the devil say he ain't going to do and blah, 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 blah. If we would just put our eyes upon God, no matter how big things are, praise the Lord. I'm telling you, I've gone through some high places, I'm telling you. Been in deep water, I'm telling you. Praise the Lord. But God kept me. I said, he kept me. I don't know about you, but God kept me. Praise the Lord. And no matter who came to me and said, "Sister Davis, I understand." I thought to myself, no, you don't. No. But I thank you all. Understand, I'm not saying, I'm trying to bring a point. Because nobody know where you are. No, unless God. I'm going to tell you one time, brother, I prayed and I asked God. This lady was going through so much. She was one beautiful lady in the church. Sister Holloway. His mother. Brother Holloway's mother. And she was, I was, you know, in the church, and they call me, you know, like Duell now, but they call me because it's something that's there. And she said, I said, oh, Lord, let me bear this woman's burden. Let me help her. That thing came down on me, so I said, never mind. I couldn't bear it. I said, Lord, how is she bearing this? I really felt this woman's burden. And so I said, well, then I just hollered out, oh, God, help her, because I want you to take this off of me, because I don't, this is too much. I can't, hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm telling you. So don't get your mouth so, you know, we say, well, you know, we're going to love each other. You better know what you're saying, because sometimes her burden may be so heavy you can't bear it. Praise the Lord, because you think she just talking, she get up and you ain't had a heavy burden, but this woman was under a very heavy burden. Praise the Lord. So God, thank God for letting us help each other bear each other's burdens, because that's what he say. But be sure you know what you're saying, though. So when the burden comes, you won't say, wait a minute. I changed my mind. Praise the Lord. You know what I mean? You know, you got to be honest in what you do. Brother, you know, there are times, and I tell my son this too. There are times you really want to do things for God. Fast, long, fast. As I'm getting older. I can't fast 21 and 30 days like I used to. I can't do it no more. My body just won't say hello or whatever. But anyway, I say, God, you know, I'm going to stop telling you what I'm going to do. I'm going to do the best I can. And I say, Lord, just help me. If you can help me through 3 days, help me through 4 days or whatever. You know, I'm going to do something. I'm not going to say I'm too old. No, no, no. I'm not too old. I know my body has gotten older. I ain't crazy. You know what I'm saying? And I can't, but I have to have sense. I've seen people fast 50, 60 days and die from heart trouble and the heart run out and stuff like this. And I always thought about that. I said, so Lord, give me understanding when I get older to know what to do. Praise the Lord. So I fast as much as I can. And I think it's working. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Well, I want to tell you so bad. I want to tell you so bad. But the Lord is a good God. And I tell you, if you stay with him, if you seek him, if you believe him, I don't care where you are, what's come against you, he will bring you out. And he ain't going to bring you out like you think. Don't say, you got it all wrote down. Now, I know. Now, I read this book. That's what I did. I had 2 books I read. And I was in the same place one of them was in the same place another one was in. I said, well, the Lord going to do it this way. The Lord going to do it that way. He ain't doing that way.
Does it his way.
No, you ain't going to have it your way. You're going to have it God's way if you get it done. Praise the Lord. You're going to have, God is working for you. And don't look and say, well, Lord, you did that. So no, he may go have another way to do it for you. He got so many different ways, because this way I'm going. You know what I mean? I know I seek. I said, Lord, I know I fought. I fought to the Lord. I fought for this. And I'm looking. And I sure thought he was going to do it. And I was looking for that to do it that way. But he didn't. But he's showing up doing it good. Oh, he's doing a good job. I said he's doing a good job. I said he's doing a good job. He know how to deal with each one of us. Amen. He knows how. He knows how to bring you out. And you ain't going to come out like Brother Stanley came out. You're going to come out like he going to take you out. Now, he might have did it something, what, you know, you ain't got the money to pay this. Well, you know, the Lord going to do it because, sister, you know, I know she's a giver. And I'm looking for that Holy Ghost handshake. Yes, Lord, because it's always been like this. Whenever she find out, I know. But when your hand come up empty, you go, well, because God ain't planned to do it that way. He planned to send it through the mail this time. He planned for you to have a penny that costs a lot of money. Whoop! Girl, do you know this penny is, take this to a dealer. You don't know what God got planned. It's exciting. Because to know everything, it ain't exciting. But this is exciting. Because brother, when he started this, whoo, Jesus have mercy. When he started doing this miracle, but I preached it then up tomorrow. I told my brother-in-law, this is wonderful. I make him tell this. I told my brother-in-law, I said, you're going to see a miracle. Because people need to see God do something. I say, he need to see. And this family is a mess. I said, you're going to see a miracle. Let me tell you. I go to the hospital yesterday. This is one. I know he don't mind me telling this. Oh, God. I went to the hospital yesterday, and this young brother that I've been talking to for years, he was always nice to me. You know, I lived with my mother-in-law for an hour, and he was good to me. He said, so we went in the hospital. Can I tell it? Pray, Al. You know how I don't can't keep nothing. And went in the hospital, and my brother-in-law, okay, I'm going to skip that. And my brother-in-law, he said, Celeste, he said, he just didn't understand salvation. He didn't. He thought that whatever you did back there, God didn't forgive you. You had to make up for all that. I said, Clay, where did you get that from? What scripture are you using? So the Lord, you talking about miracles? Get on in here. God doing miracles now. God is speaking to people. This is stuff I read. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know, I read so-and-so. He told me, he said, Celeste, I was praying, and a voice came down to me, a man's voice. And he said, I will heal her and bring her back to you, but you must give me honor. Don't know nothing about God. Don't sit there like he's dumb. I get that pop budget, but shit. Amen. I called him back. I said, now let me write it down what you said now, because I don't want to tell these people nothing you didn't say. So I was right back there. I wrote it down. And he said, Celeste, was that God? I said, of course. That ain't the devil telling you that. Hallelujah. But you know what he said? He said, I got faith. He said, but I got faith. I don't understand this, but I got faith. He said, I don't understand how to live, but I got faith. Hallelujah. As I said, Lord, don't let me miss it this time. So I got the word and I explained it to him. What happens when you get born again? What Jesus Christ died on the cross for? Why, how you got to honor him? You honor him because of what his son did on the cross. I said, he's going to ask you what you do with his son. He ain't going to worry about what church you belong to. He ain't going to worry about how you directed the choir. He ain't going to worry about what you did. He's going to worry what you do with Jesus. And when the Lord got through, he said, I understand. He said, I'm going to make it right. He said, I'm going to make it right, Celeste. I'm going to make it right. He said, I'm going to make it right. We didn't know him. We can shout because we've been knowing this man. He said, I'm going to make it right. I said, you now, do you got any more questions? Make sure now. Do you got anything else you need to ask me? I don't know everything, but I'll get the word and tell you. He said, I understand. He said, I understand. He said, I understand. He said, because I got faith, Celeste. I got faith. He said, you, when I hang this phone up, I'm going back and pray. I'm going to make it right. I said, you ask the Lord to forgive me. I'm going to do that. Whatever you said for me to do, I'm going to make it right with God. I'm going to make it right. And he going to come in here shouting when he come back. Praise God. That's my son. 78 years old. Look how God look. Look how God loves us. Look how God good. Look how he loves us. Look how he wait upon us. Look how he do. And you be wondering, I don't know why you. That ain't your business. Did you make any soul? Did you make anything? No. Praise the Lord. You've been getting just like he has. If he want to wait on that sinner, he want to wait on that whoremonger, if he want to wait on that drug addict, then you just let him wait. Because ain't nobody like him, sister. Because you know him. Ain't nobody like him. He sit there for years. I thought, well, I must not be preaching right. He said, well, didn't he come to church? He come to church. Thank you. He come to church. But other people come up and get saved. They understood. But yeah, I just don't get that. You go over, he talks so then the preacher. Talk this is silly, make you want to slap him. Just stupid, you know, just stupid stuff, you know. And then he did laugh. But then I said, you know what? Look how good God is. Cynthia can't do nothing, but that he love her. They've been married almost 60 years or something like that. He loves her. God got him just where he wanted. Just what he got. We've been looking for signs and wonders and miracles because we're looking for God. Praise God. But I'm going to tell you something. God going to do something in there. You wait and see. Praise God. The doctor's going to be amazed. They're going to, we're going to help. You know that thing happened over there in, where, over there at St. Lake, St. Louis? Something like that getting ready to happen again. I say something like that. God getting ready to tell us that he's God and there's nobody else. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I want a God that I can depend on. I want a God that when I go, I can depend on. When the doctor tell me, no, oh, no. The doctor, we went to the doctor. Well, Miss Davis, I think you got something in your body that's bleeding. It's bleeding. You're bleeding inside. I should be drowned by now. I said, you ain't cutting on me, buddy. You're not going to cut me. I told God I don't want to be cut. Now, I ain't no better than you, but I don't want the man cutting on me. And I don't want no cutting on me. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now you can do what you want to do. I'm saying this is me. You know what I'm saying? You may not feel the same way I feel. God deals with me like he deal with me. And he going to deal with you like he deal with you. So here I am 80. And I should have been dead 40 or 50 years ago. Bled to death. From what he said. You believe everything the man say. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. How he know? Did he look in there and see? And he was noted for cutting folks. He was up there in right up there on Pierce. And I said, he ain't cutting me. It ain't going to happen. And they thought no more about it. And I'm still living. I'm still breathing. Still walking. Still talking. Sing sometime. Praise the Lord. Still loving Jesus. I'm still here. Don't believe everything they say. Take it as for proof. You know what I'm saying? You go now, you're supposed to obey. I believe in that. But don't take everything they say. Don't take everything they say. Amen. And you know your body. Uh-oh, I'm getting ready to get into something. They're going to fire me, Lord. They're going to fire me. You know your body. You taking something that's making you sick, of what? Stop taking it. Yeah, but I might. No, you ain't going to might. You stop taking, say, Lord, I'm going to depend on you. I'm sick of this doctor. I've been taking this mess and it ain't helped me none. I'm going to try you now. Don't tell me he won't come. Yes, he will. He will come. He'll come. Yes, he will. Amen. I'm human. My body gets, you know, but I just believe God. I'm not no more than you now. Don't get me wrong. Come on, no more than you. You know, when I had this hurt in my arm, a couple years ago, by being my age and my blood pressure gets high and sometime, and I said, oh God, I don't want to have no heart attack. So I goes in here and they takes me through all this mess and they gave me something they put in my body that changed my whole system. You know, so here the doctor come, he said, something is up so many points or something like this. We got to get all the saints begin to pray, you know, and they kept me overnight. And so he said, the doctor come in. One of them was a male nurse. He came in, you know, he just took to me. He said, Miss Davis, now you got to go up one more little point. Well, I said, one little point for what? He said, on your blood thing, got to go up in the engines or something in your blood. Got to go up one little point, and you're going to be okay. I said, okay, then we'll see about that. So he came in, it went up. Miss Davis, it went up. You're going to be all right. You're going to be all right. I said, sure. And I saw the witness to him. He said, oh, Miss Davis, so-and-so. Hey. So the doctor, the heart specialist, who thought they were going to cut me, but they didn't. No. He come and he said, Miss Davis, your heart is so strong. I say, thank you, doctor. But come, I said, paying you a dime. And my heart is strong. What I need you for? I know that's me. I'm 80. That's me. If it's stupid, I don't got away with it for about 70 years. You know what I'm saying? What am I paying you for if my heart is strong? What am I paying you for? To see my heart strong? To look at my strong heart? Children. Y'all going to learn me. I'm a nut. I mean, come on. I mean, they know everything, but they don't know everything. And then God give them what they do know. Shucks. And so here's Jehoshaphat, faced with a battle of people he know he can't whoop. Because, you know, come on now. He looks in the valley and all this thing. You know, sometimes you look at your problems and wee. But I'm telling you, it don't matter. It don't matter. Praise the Lord. He said, hearken, number 15. Oh, yeah. We're going to sing that song too well. You're going to remember it. Thus said the Lord, be not afraid nor dismayed. So here it is. When they begin to really call upon God. They stood, they humbled themselves. That's another thing. And they stood before God with their children with their heads bowed. I can just see this great big old crowd of people. Praise God. It's something about folk. And it's something about God that put up with folk. You know what I'm saying? As soon as he do something, then you're back out there acting crazy again. And so all inhabitants, all of a sudden God touched Hazael, the son of Zechariah, which was the son of Benaiah, one of the priests. Remember the priest, remember this Levite. The priest came from the Levitical tribe. Okay, all right. And he said, hearken all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou King Jehoshaphat. I wonder why he put his name last. Thus said the Lord unto you, be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude. And God went back, great multitude. I want you to know now, I'm getting ready to do something great now. This great month, for the battle is not yours. And God told me to come to tell the church that today. The battle ain't yours, it's God's. You can't whoop nothing no way. Come on, huh? You need not fight in this battle. Uh-oh. And that's what the Lord told me. He said, you don't have to do anything here now. You done it. He said, now stand back and let me do something. And that's what I did. I stood back. I said, Lord, I done fasted. I fasted like what her name, Esther. I went on an Esther fast, no food, no water, right over there, not a drop. And I said, Lord, I've done what I know to do. Went on 2-day fast with her. I just said, Lord, I've done. And I prayed and I saw that I know nothing else to do. He said, now it's time for me to do. You done your things. Now you step back. Step on back. And then the miracle started. I say the miracle started. This marriage is going to be cut off. He said. Make sure he ain't coming through that door. Say, the miracle, I'm going to divorce you. That's it. And if I don't, it's going to take a miracle. I said, uh-oh, he done said the wrong word. Uh-oh. Thanks, Ron. We supposed to got a mediator. He called me. I ain't going to tell you everything. He said, I decided I ain't going to do this. Look at my kids, and these people going to take you through, and I don't want you to go through nothing, and need to hung up my money, and stuff like that. I'm dropping it. I say, okay. You know, okay. I had a brother call me and say, my brother-in-law told me, he said, I respect you so highly. Because you could have done this, could have done the women when they took that. And I said, but you know what? I trusted God. I was tired of the devil tearing stuff up in the church. And I knew I didn't want to be the next one. I didn't want this to be the next one. You know, so they, and somebody asked me, y'all was? I said, no. God did it. God did it. God did it. God did it. So he did that. I don't want you to tell you. I've been treated like Queen of Sheba. Yes. Gotta do it. Gotta do it. He'll do it for you. We're his children. We're his children. We're his children. My brother was talking about the job and everything. Now look what you got now. God did it. God did it. No, I didn't just say, no, Danny, no circumstance. I don't believe in that. No, God did it. God, that was God. It was God. And we give him all the praise and all the glory. It's God. Hallelujah. Let me get on down to the, like she said, the verse I want to read. I just love this chapter. And I'm going down, okay, Number 16. Tomorrow go down against them. Behold, they come up by the cliff of Ziph. And you shall find them, listen to them, and ye shall find them by the end of the brook before the wilderness of Jerah. But if anybody bred this, know that they didn't lift their hands. God had the people fighting each other, fighting, when they got down, Jehoshaphat bowed his head with face to the ground, and all Judah, and they were the Levites, the children of the Kohath and of the children of the Kohites, stood up to praise the Lord. And they rose early in the morning, went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa, and they went forth. Jehoshaphat stood and said, "Hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, are kept safe. Believe his prophets, so shall ye prosper." So you got to sing, see, unto the Lord, that they should praise the beauty of holiness as they. I need somebody now that remember what we did when I preached this. Honor, I praise the beauty. Man, we went around. We took a mercy and do it for his mercy and do it. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord for his mercy forever. We did that. All of us got around and marched around that. Was you there? Do you remember? I know Bridget remembered it. And I had to have somebody sing it with me. And we praise him. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So we praise him today. And the Lord had to, when we knew that the Lord Holy Ghost is right on cue, all we got to do now is come on in now. Come. He telling us that if we praise him, we can overcome if we praise him. But let me tell you, I'm going to read it to you. Now this is what God said. And the children of Ammon stood up against the inhabitants. Okay, we're going on. When he consulted with they praised the beauty of holiness. And when they began to sing, listen. And when the Lord set ambushment against the children of Ammon, they were smitten. They were smitten through praise. They were smitten with God. They started turning against each other. When they came there, they didn't find nothing but a lot of God getting ready to bless the church. He getting ready to bless his people. And we would take this and started really praising God and singing and praising God. Somebody come with a song. I give you, nobody got no thing. I said, Lord, I say I ain't got nothing wrote down, but I think we do. We got to break it. We got to get up and praise the Lord. How can you get out of order praising God? And sometimes you sit there and you want to praise the Lord. And you want to praise. I wonder was praise God for his goodness and his mercy and do it forever. Brother Mark skidded up here and started doing his thing. This church, I've never set you down for anything. Not brother. I never have. No, you're free. Unless you get so out of order, then hey, I move with you. I want to see God move. I want to see I just believe he can't do anything. I'm sorry, brother. I don't go like that. I'm going there. I don't care what the situation is. I'm going to make it. It's in his will, what he said. When he died on the cross, he gave us his will. Everything we need, that's what he was preaching today. Everything. He never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging bread. Now, God allows $1 million, but if you give it to me, I'll know what to do with it. I wouldn't have a damn. That's what somebody told my sister. They wouldn't have a damn. Because, money is not what I'm looking for. I'm looking for Jesus. And I get it. If I get some, you're going to get some. Is that right, sister? It ain't that much to me. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, God will take care of you. I've had people come in. Praise the Lord. I used to preach up here. And a lady brought me some of the most beautiful clothes. It was another preacher's clothes. Silver dresses. Just, God will supply your needs. I say, he'll supply your needs. They always thought I had a lot of money. I ain't never had no whole lot of money. But I said, Lord, thank you. And I'm telling you now, I ain't poor now. I ain't lying to you, David. No, I'm not poor. To you too. I said, he been good to you too. God is a good God. I said, God is a good God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Dang, and they begin to pray. And so what the Lord been telling us, that's why I kept, don't let them say, Lord, because you gave it to me. Oh, praise God. God was working. So I seen God in my mind, brother, working. He working for us. He working, see. He working. He's setting up this and setting that up. And setting something up. Pray, and the more you sing and praise, the more you get done. The more time you give him to work. He got to work in praise and thanksgiving. So the more you thank him, the more. So if you go and say, Lord, I need to be healed. All right. Start to praise him. Start to thanking him. Well, he get things. Give you plenty of time. Go look and see, Lord. Go look. Look at my record and see God. Praise God. God is working. God is working. God is working. He's working in your life today. That's all you got to do. You can't go around and say, well, I heard that, but you know, I ain't got. You know, you're looking at what you're going to do with what you got. You ain't got nothing, but God got folk he can talk to. And you start praising him, he got people he can talk to. College. And they were Christians. Even healed. And the Lord told him, but he said, Lord, I ain't going to do that. Be embarrassed. Don't let faith embarrass you. He got up in the line. By the time he got up to the front, somebody said, you even healed. Oh, this has been paid for you. You paid. You paid for it. It works by faith. But let me tell y'all, listen. You cut this out. I don't want this going to radio. Had a big old house over there worth about over $300,000. Ronnie would go out and mow the yard before he even got the house. He said, this is my house. And Bridget said, Mama, he out there mowing the yard. I said, well, bless the Lord. I don't know if I had that kind of faith either. He said, this is our house. God told me it's our house. Hallelujah. And they ain't rich people either. And they're not rich people. Praise the Lord. But the girl came to the house and she said, I'm going to give y'all this house for whatever y'all can pay for it. Don't tell me about a God. I'm going to give this house to you all for whatever you can pay for it. Is that right, Bridget? That right? And they couldn't pay that money. They was wondering why she gave the house so cheap. But they got it. The big house over there. It takes faith. But y'all need to hitch on to him. I'm telling you, this boy got faith. See that boy back there? And his whole family, he got a sister that could tear his church down with her faith. I mean, you be sitting up there looking at him. And he got the same kind of faith. That's okay. God going to take care of mama. Don't worry about it. God going to take my knees. Okay, that's okay about the knees, honey. God going to take care of this thing. That's okay. And he keep walking. God going to take. He coming. Oh, God took care of that. All he wants you to do is believe. If you believe, all things are possible. To believe. They don't look at things the way they were. They don't look at it. They don't look at it. But Ron Spector, he don't look at nothing the way it's supposed to be. He said, how come y'all ain't got no faith? And Bridget be mad. But still, he be healed and Bridget be mad. I say, he got faith. God honors faith. He said, when I come back, will I find faith? He didn't say, will I find righteousness? He said, when I come, will I find faith? Did you read that? You a Bible scholar? It's in there. He wants us to have faith in him. Don't look at what you got. Children, y'all looking for a place, right? Yeah. Y'all going to be looking for a place? Yes, okay. Then just ask God. You know, do your best you can. Now, don't go out there and go to McDonald's every night, you know, and spend up your money, because he ain't going to do that because he's good with money. Yeah. You do your best. Yeah, that's okay. Be a cheapskate, honey. It's okay. Do your best and then ask God for what you want. Pay your tithe. You know what? I learned that long years ago. Brother Ed, it works. It works. Me and Ernie learned how to pay tithe when we were in a church where we made $15 a week. But we were faithful with our tithes. And God bless my husband's soul until they thought he was a drug. He was a drug. He sold drugs. A drug dealer. Because we always had 10 and I stayed home and took in my kids. And they couldn't understand that. But it's God. We built a house. We built a house. He said, I'm going to build a house. And I'm going to let y'all go. Everywhere he went, people was giving him stuff. So Ernie said, we got some of this here. You need this for your house? Here. And I saw in a dream a furnace blowing. And I didn't know what it was. And so he looked in the paper. Somebody out in Fenton had a furnace, a coal furnace. We went and got a coal furnace, heated the whole house up. Everything we wanted. Doors. Everything we wanted. We had doors, and man said, where y'all get this door from? This thing cost $500 or $600. It was given to us. Everything we wanted. We had to give one of them away because we couldn't use both of them. It was a door that opened, you know, opened, and we just had one door. It was ornate. You've been to my house. That door was just beautiful. I'm no better. We no better. You just do what God tell you to do. Love him. And that's all I knew to do then, brother. Just do what he said. Just live like he wanted me to live, you know. Praise the Lord. That's all I did then. Praise the Lord. My kids, they would go to school. They said, oh, they got money. They daddy got money. Because I sold. You women need to get with me, I'm telling you. I sold. I canned. I did what women do. And they thought they was rich. They always thought my husband was rich. They did. We thought we had a lot of money, you know, because the way we went out, we traveled. I'm trying to learn you something out here. Come on. Because y'all don't be coming to me bucked on my bar or nothing. Come on. I'm trying to tell y'all how to have something. Y'all do that. And then don't even worry about it. God got a place for you to stay. If you serve God, you ain't going to be out in the street. That's not God. God going to take care of you. Son, I have walked your age. My husband about 19. This one more stupid thing I'm going to tell y'all. I'm going to let you go. He sent me the rent. Was out the way he was working. In North Carolina. From Mississippi. So I goes in the room. I goes into the where they serve dinner for. That's Ernest's baby right there. It was Gwen. And so Ernie come, poor little thing. He about 90. And they said he didn't know what to do. He was quiet. You'd be surprised. He was quiet. We took one pot, one skillet. Just love God. God will make a way for you. He'll make people give to your bosom. People you don't even know. You just be a righteous, live all you know to live for God. Papa said, well, look at here. We didn't need but two rooms. They only gave me three. God, I'm going in the lady had, which one big room she had, we lived, and learned a lot. You know, I learned a lot. But I can tell you this, God always took care of me and my children. My message is, try God, he'll do it. How big the problem is, I don't care. Woo, I don't care how big it is. I don't just keep on believing God. Don't ever get to the place and say, well, he ain't. Don't do that to him. I'm going to give you such and such a thing, such and such a thing. And you say, I don't know, sister, you're going to give. That make me feel bad. You know what I'm saying? If I say I'm going to give you, I'm going to do it. And God is better than that. If he say he's going to do something, put your foot on it. Because he's on something here. But you know I did my best. I hope that we got something, Lord. Praise that we'll be able not only to be blessed, but to bless somebody else. And so that's what it's about, God, that we bless faith, God. Keep us with faith in you. Because, Lord, you want us to have faith in you. And I do. If you say, then that's what it is. Whatever you say, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Anybody got anything to say or you got anything? I'm through. All I know is to tell you, I'd like him. Nobody to compare. Nobody. Who made the lizard? Look at the fish and I get thrown away. You don't got to do too much with me. Look at the flowers and ain't that something. And you put white on that green. Now you know that's what's go with brown now because you got it there. Praise the Lord. He's a good God.
He had my dog away for like 2 days. I asked for him back. And we got him back, my baby, but we got him back now because I've been asking God for him back, and I know.
He wants you to be happy because he's your father. You know, God is our father. Father was just breath and bridges. And so a lot of people don't have to tell you. You just have to read in the Bible and believe what you read and believe that he keeps you because he keeps you well. He keeps you well. You know what I'm saying? He do a lot of things for you so you can say, boy, he's a good father. You're not hungry. No. The most of us that we ain't got none is because we ain't got no meat. went to this girl. She said, Sister Davis, I need some food. I ain't got nothing. I goes to her cabin. She opened the cabin. All these canned goods up there, you know, vegetables. But I ain't got a meal. I said, oh, you? I said, whoa. You told me you didn't have nothing. You know what nothing is? You know, zoop. Praise the Lord. I want to encourage you young people, because y'all remind me of me and my husband so much. Because we were just about y'all age when we got married. Praise the Lord. It can work if you work it. Yeah, you work it. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I believe it will, don't you? Yeah, I believe it is. Somebody, well, you wait for 2 more years. No, 2 more years, y'all going to be doing great. Or 3 more years or 4 more years, you're going to be doing great, ain't you? Praise God, you're going to stay together. Because you're not, you know, she's not your Siamese twin. You know, she got her thoughts and things, but y'all going to sit down and thrash things out together. That's what we talked about there. We talked about that. Okay. All right. God bless you. Okay. Amen. Dismiss.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word, for your loving kindness, God, for what you have shown to us, for giving us faith, God, beyond faith, the gift of faith to understand and see that by you all things were shaped and formed and made, and you create and still yet creating, God, for your people, goodness and mercy and grace. I pray this day, God, that it increase in us and that you increase in us as we draw nigh to you, O God. Let us spill you out into the world that the world may see you and less of us, God. We pray this, Jesus, in your lovely name, to be dismissed, Lord God, from this house, but never from your presence, to walk in the glory to honor you, Jesus, in your lovely name. Amen.